This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This guy's on the inside. Now, here's Green Bay football insider Ryan Wood on The Fan.
Brought to you by PNC Insurance. PNC Insurance, an independent insurance agency for all your home, auto, and commercial business needs. Visit them at pc-insurance.net.
Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, and right here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Ryan Wood, our Green and Gold Insider, joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. It's Bears Week. Packers back on the practice field today. And Ryan, am I to believe every single one of the Green Bay Packers practiced today that were ready and rock and roll?
They did it again.
Man, that is impressive here into Week 15. How impressive is that for you into Week 15 that this team is that healthy at this point in time and still, I mean, wins and losses wise, 10-3, have had this much success?
You know, I never thought I'd see a team be as healthy as this team was in 14. My first year on the beat, I said it before, but I'll never forget NFC Conference Championship week, that going out to Seattle that year, standing inside the Don Hutson Center and checking out all the names and realizing, wow, they've got all 53 players available this week, and it's late January. This team's actually healthier. I mean, in reality, this team's actually healthier because that 14 year, they lost B.J. Raji in the preseason. Aaron Rodgers was kind of dealing with the calf that year, and he was able to play, but he wasn't 100%. They've got no major injuries. The most significant injury they've had this year is Lane Taylor, and Elgton Jenkins was going to surpass him at some point at starting left guard anyway. So, yeah, this is you literally cannot be more healthy than this. This, not in this league. This is as healthy as you could possibly hope to be.
You know, we led our show today talking about this Chicago matchup, and our question was, do the Bears worry you? Do they?
I think with the way that they're playing, this is not a team that this is not Washington. There was no chance, there was no universe in which the Packers were losing to Washington. They tested that theory because the Packers played awfully poor against Washington, and they won that game easily anyway. They just weren't going to lose that game. They have to play better to beat the Bears. I think that they're the better team. I don't think it's particularly close. But if they don't play like the better team, they'll get beat. So, yeah, I mean, they're definitely a team that catches your attention, especially with how they've been playing of late.
Now, go ahead.
So if they play like they played against Washington, is that a win? They'll get beat. Okay.
Now, before we started the season back into week one, you talked about the difference in these two teams was so staunch at the quarterback position, and I think this year has only proved your point in the fact of how much better Aaron Rodgers truly is than Mitch Trubisky and how bad Mitch Trubisky actually might be at football. But here in the last 3 weeks, he's played a lot more controlled, played his game a lot more, and been able to move on the run. Tremont Williams told us in the locker room after that game that we wanted to make Mitch play quarterback, and that was going to be the recipe to a victory. Is it the same recipe going into Week 15 as it was Week 1?
Yeah, I don't think anything changes. I mean, I know that he's been up around 115 passer rating the last two games, but at the end of the day, that's where, you know, they've got a lot of talent around him on that offense. To me, the biggest question mark from a talent perspective remains at quarterback. They've got a running game. They've got some receivers. You want to make Mitch Trubisky beat you. I think that's still the recipe. Now, he's done that the past couple of weeks, albeit against Dallas, who is reeling, and against Detroit, which has had a bad season. So it's, you know, it's still not the same as doing it against a top-flight defense. Not that the Packers are a top-flight defense, but they've got some game changers. They can get after you, you know, with the Smiths. So that's a little different. But, yeah, at the end of the day, I do think that it is still about making Mitch Trubisky beat you.
Let's talk about this backfield there and Jones and Jamal Williams, because we don't talk about it enough, right? We've been having this conversation this week on the air, Gary, myself, Leroy, and Billy, about Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams in the backfield at the same time. And we saw a little bit at the beginning of the year, haven't really seen it since. And we were kind of speculating here. We don't really know anything more than anybody else does, I'm sure. But maybe they're holding on to that package and bring it out again. Maybe they're waiting on the postseason to bring that back out again. Do you think we'll see it again this year?
That's a good question. Because you're right. They did use it a lot early in the season, and it hasn't been the same of late. It wouldn't surprise me. The thing, and this isn't to the two back with Jamal and Aaron Jones both back there, but this is I wonder when they're going to take the reins off of Aaron Jones and just get him off the pitch count or the touch count. At some point, maybe it's just the playoffs. Maybe it's next week at Minnesota. I don't know when it is. But at some point, you have to think that they're going to be okay with him exceeding 25 touches. And when they are, I mean, if he gets upward, if it's a do-or-die type game and he gets upward 30 or more, how much would that radically change this offense? Because he is their best player. He's been their best player this season. He's a Pro Bowl talent. He's fresh because of the load that he's carried this year, or the lack of one. He is fresh late in the season. At what point do they take off the restrictions, and how much of an impact does that have offensively? I'm really curious. We don't know because we haven't seen it. So, and part of that could be having Jamal Williams on the field too, because it's not, you know, all this Aaron Jones talk. It's not that Jamal Williams is bad. He's an NFL running back. I don't think there's any question about that. Aaron Jones has the talent to be special, and that's the difference. So, you know, having both those guys on the field at the same time, it's worked. You know, I think that first drive against Minnesota week two, having both those guys and the things that they were able to do on that touchdown drive, we've seen it have success. It wouldn't surprise me if we see it again, but the big thing to me is more, when do they take the restrictions off Aaron Jones and how much did that change this offense?
Talking with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, here on the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
I want to get back to Khalil Mack. I don't know if these guys are worried about that or not, but, I mean, this guy has not been playing that great as of late to his standard. I don't know if Hicks is going to play. But to me, I like the fact that they move him around lately. They've been kind of – and I think it's because of injuries, of course, because they didn't have Prince against the Cowboys. And Tolliver, I thought, filled in fine. And they don't have Roquan Smith anymore, but the defense is still pretty good. They sacked Aaron Rodgers 5 times. So, and I'm thinking when they protected, the few times they did that first game, Aaron was able to get some good looks down the field. And we always talk, I think most people don't like the fact that we talk about Aaron Rodgers holding on to the ball. I think it's safe to say the more he holds on to the ball gives Khalil Mack a second move towards the quarterback.
You know, the amazing thing is that they sacked Aaron Rodgers 5 times week one, and none of those sacks were Khalil Mack. I don't know.
Ain't that amazing?
Yeah, it is. And I don't know how many hurries or hits that he had off the top of my head. I'm sure he had an impact on that game because that's what Khalil Mack does. But that's what this Bears defense is, though, right? They have a potential future Hall of Fame pass rusher in Khalil Mack, and a whole lot around him. And Akeem Hicks looks like he's going to be playing this week, so. You know, they come at you in waves, and they have a ton of talent. It was arguably the worst game that the Packers' offensive line has had this year. I think you could throw San Francisco in the mix, too. But, you know, they've given up 5 sacks 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
49ers, Bears, and then at Kansas City. This all 3 of those games were on the road. This one's at home. That should help. To me, this is a good Packers offensive line. It's had bad moments this year, but it's a good offensive line. And a good offensive line remembers, especially when you get a chance to play a team, a defensive front that had your number the last time, mm-hmm. especially in the same season. It remembers that. So how much does that carry into this week, too? I think it's got to help.
Ryan, where do you see the addition to Akeem Hicks when you're trying to stack up how this offensive line has played so far. And obviously, they had a huge week this past week against Washington outside of Ryan Kerrigan. But when you're going into how they're going to try to defend Akeem Hicks, where does that start and stop?
Probably some help on the interior. I mean, I don't know how much you're going to see single blocks with Akeem Hicks, and I understand that he hasn't played in a while, and that certainly matters, you know. But look, a year ago, not that Akeem Hicks is Khalil Mack, but he's pretty good. And a year ago, Khalil Mack wrecked that week one game against the Packers without doing anything in the preseason or training camp. So a top flight pass rusher, which I think on the interior Akeem Hicks is that, a top flight pass rusher doesn't need a whole lot to get into that rhythm. So I think you want to see some help on the interior for sure. Corey Linsley and then a guard. It's going to open up matchups elsewhere. Some one-on-one matchups up front that the Bears will try to exploit and the Packers will try to hold their assignment. That's what it'll come down to.
You know, we got a little angst from a lot of Packer fans in that maybe there's some complaining about, and I know they have 10 wins, but I think there are a lot of fans thinking that the Packers don't have a real signature win. What's your thoughts on that?
They've beaten some good teams. Dallas was good early in the year, and I know that they haven't been good since then, but that was an impressive game to go into Dallas early in the year when they were playing well. That week one against Chicago Chicago ended up being different than what we thought, but they still have a really good defense that was still on the road at night. It's a pretty good game to come out with a win. So I you could look at other teams, and there's a lot worse losses on their schedule than what the Packers have had. They haven't beaten the San Francisco on their roster. We'll see, especially next week, if they can go on the road and beat a Minnesota Vikings team. That'll be another big opportunity for them. But, the perfect passer rating game against Oakland right. was pretty hot coming into that game.
Yep.
They were a lot better than what people thought they were going to be. So they've beaten some teams. I don't make much out of they haven't beaten the very best team on their roster or on their schedule.
Ryan, where do you find the where do you fall in the line of this, where the Packers have been so good early in games, on script, first 15, 20 plays, whatever. Now you get the second time around in the NFC North, where these teams and coaching staffs are going to have another chance to see Matt LaFleur. How do you think he adjusts here in his first chance as a second go-around?
They're going to have to change it up, and that's the same for Matt Nagy. It's the same for Zimmer next week, Patricia. I mean, these guys, when they see each other for a second time, it's always that balance of how much do you keep from what worked well the first time and how much do you change. Now, the benefit maybe for Matt LaFleur and Matt Nagy is that there's very little to keep that worked well from the first time, right? So there's a lot that they can scratch from that week one game when the two teams combined for 13 points. So it's sometimes it's kind of learning through failure and process of elimination, and that may be what it is this week for both coaches. But it's nothing different than what these guys go through every year with division games. So it'll be pretty similar to that.
Ryan Wood on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Woody, we appreciate it. We'll get the conversation and the prediction from you on Friday while we're live at the Brat Stop fraternizing somewhat with Bears fans. Appreciate it, man. We'll talk Friday.
All right, take care.
Thanks, that's buddy. Ryan Wood joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank. Look, Great Midwest Bank providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.